delighted that we have the opportunity to have a consultation process with the Department of Agriculture on the future cap for farmers, because we didn't exist when the last cap was introduced, and it was very unfavourable for farmers, especially in Donegal. We're actually amazed that other farmer organisations don't seem to be taking the opportunity to ask their grassroots membership what they feel the new cap should bring.
I'm sure other farm organisations will say they meet on a monthly basis, they have regular consultations with their members on all sorts of issues. Your argument essentially is that the specific tranche of farmers you represent haven't been properly represented at talks in the past, and you believe you can bring something to the talks that hasn't been on the table heretofore.
Very much so, Donald, that our members' voice hasn't been heard at all. Even as regards people that aren't members of our organisation, we're quite happy that their voice would be heard too. There is no consultation process actually going on. The Department of Agriculture called a few regional meetings, which if you take on the whole country, Donald, probably there was less than 1,000 farmers at all those meetings in total. And the closest one to Donegal was in Carrick on Shannon. So as I say, we feel it's very obvious that people should be given the opportunity on the ground. We have been to other meetings and it's basically been just brushed over and not even mentioned, which we feel is wrong.